You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Tell me a little bit about the weather forecast for this week. And I'm mostly interested not in the dry areas, but those places that have been wet, especially parts of Iowa, Minnesota in particular, some of the western Corn Belt states, what they look like at this time.
Well, a lot of what's transpired over the last week to 10 days is going to continue. Those areas you just mentioned, the western Corn Belt, those are going to be the most wet with a series of systems coming in from the Pacific Northwest and going through the Northern Plains and Rockies. This will help draw some moisture northward, and so there's going to be an axis of some decent rains from Wisconsin through Minnesota, Iowa, eastern Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma down into Texas. That's sort of going to be a ring of activity in those western areas, while the middle and the eastern areas of the Corn Belt, well, they're going to be a lot drier. In fact, we're looking at a warmer, drier pattern for most of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, portions of central and eastern Missouri. As wet as it will be in the west, it'll be that dry, the opposite in the east.
Just exactly how wet? And I'm thinking, for instance, that the surplus category for topsoil moisture in Minnesota this week from the Crop Progress Report showed 36% in that category. It's pretty unlikely they'll be running or running in very good conditions.
Yeah, this will be especially true over southern growing areas of Minnesota. Northern Iowa, western Iowa, all the southern half of Minnesota, and into the eastern half of Nebraska, we're looking at rainfall amounts that could be 1 to 3 inches here over the next 5 to 7 days, a little bit more coming beyond that. I do see a drier trend towards the early to middle portions of next week in those areas, but at least here in the next week or so, 1 to 3 inches in those rain-soaked areas is a possibility.
What's the dividing line between the west and the east, or the dry areas and the wet areas on this? Where does that run, and does it shift at all?
Well, it may shift a little bit east. I do see a little bit more rain in the central and eastern Corn Belt next week, late next week in particular. But the dividing line is really, once you get along the Illinois-Missouri border, running north to Lake Michigan, you get along and east of that line is the demarcation zone between the wet and the dry.
And any other places around the planet that we need to check in on at this time?
Well, a little bit of unusual rain falling in Southern California today and into portions of Southwest Arizona, the remnants of Tropical Storm Payne moving into the desert areas of the Southwest. Also, there's going to be some cooler weather hitting the Northern Plains states late this week and next week as some of the first salvos of the fall season appear on our long-range charts.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking so much time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do look us up online. You can listen to our programming anytime you'd like on demand right there at willag.org. That's willag.org. The website is available to you 24 hours a day. And you can find our programming in its entirety there. The Closing Market Report, the Opening Market Report, and Commodity Week, all online at willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.